on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast, football in general.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
It's January football at the Sportscast, January 12, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1, and check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. It is January football. A lot going on. A few surprises. But, hey, it's the NFL playoffs. And join us all the way from Northeast Ohio, Dan Madden. Welcome back to the sport.
Yeah, good to be back. Been a couple weeks, but good to be back and talk about the playoffs and all the coaching carousel.
Exactly. And speaking about coaching carousel, the man that's triggering, messing up the schedules, the plans, John Harbaugh getting hired by the Baltimore Ravens about a week ago tomorrow. Dan was not on the show. He was not around. Either way, if he was around last week, he would have not have talked about it. Your thoughts over this this layoff and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, I did hear that he was fired over a phone call. So that's quite interesting, you know, that they would fire him over a phone call, you know, after all he's done and Super Bowl and everything like that. But seems like they just wanted a fresh start. And rumors are that him and Lamar Jackson had a little bit of friction, and, you know, it was like choose one or the other, and they picked Lamar. So it wasn't very long before everyone was lining up and trying to hire him. And, you know, he's got demands of $20 million and everything else. I'm sure he'll go to the highest bidder and see what happens.
Yeah, quite something. I think if it's between a coach and the quarterback, usually the quarterback has upper hand. Also, the Browns got rid of Kevin Stefanski on Black Monday. Were you surprised or you saw it coming?
No, I did see it coming. I just don't understand, and a lot of Browns fans here in Northeast Ohio don't understand how Andrew Berry still has a job. This should have been a package deal, and he's going to be in charge of hiring the next coach. Well, he showed that he can't manage a team. He's the one that puts Stefanski in this situation with this Watson deal and not giving him a wide receiver outside Jerry Jeudy's the best receiver, missed drafts. He did have a couple good draft picks this past year, and that's what Haslam saw, that, hey, maybe we should keep them, but way too many misses. They should have cleaned house. But Stefanski, I mean, honestly, he's selling the, you know, this is a dysfunctional organization. I'm a good coach. I'm 2-time coach of the year, and people are lining up with a better structure that are going to hire him. Maybe the Giants, maybe Baltimore. We'll see. He'll have a job.
Yeah, he's interviewed 4 teams already, Dan, and it's going to have this 15 this week with Miami. Do you think after Harbaugh, Kevin Stefanski is the most attractive coach to hire?
Oh, absolutely. It's between Harbaugh and Stefanski. And I think all these teams, a reason you haven't seen anyone hire coaches, they're waiting to see who Harbaugh is going to pick, because they don't want to, hey, we're going with this guy, until they know what Harbaugh is going to do. So it all falls on Harbaugh. Who's he going to pick? And then you go to the next guy.
Short, I heard that Harbaugh has a couple of teams in mind he's considering. I heard the Giants. Would he be a good hire for the Browns? I know that he will bring stability to any team he brings, but is that a place that Harbaugh could actually turn things around?
I think so, and he's Ohio. I mean, he has roots in Northeast Ohio. He grew up a Browns fan. And, you know, I think, maybe part of him growing up as a team that like there's like, hey, I want to get this team back on track. But he, one of his stipulations is he wants in charge of the roster and he wants like his own GM. Well, now that Barry's there, are they going to promote Barry to like an upper echelon and he won't be the general manager? Not, and he wants a quarterback. He wants to be in charge of the roster. Maybe he doesn't really care for Sanders. And the Browns haven't committed to
Sean.
Sanders. They haven't said that he's going to be the guy. They're open to anything right now. So
Yeah,
it'll be interesting.
quite something because he did not have a GM when he was with the Ravens. So he called all the shots, the draft, everything. So it has to be a place where, I mean, he could get rid of the GM if he get hired to a team. Hey, like what they did in Jacksonville. With Liam Cohen. It's like, I will work with you guys, but you got to get rid of your GM, which is what they did. And they brought in Liam, and then I guess he hired the GM. But can, like, let's say Harbaugh goes to New York and gets Joe Shane. I mean, he could get rid of Joe Shane. Is that a possibility?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, if that's what it takes to get Harbaugh, I mean, I think these teams are they're just like, whatever you want, man. You want a penthouse suite overlooking the ocean? I mean, it's yours. I mean, the kingdom is yours. I mean, that's the point where this is at right now. So.
Yeah, which could happen. I can see it, but let's look who the Browns have interviewed and possibly going to interview. So far, they're interview Mike Daniel, Todd Monken from the Ravens, Seahawks defensive coordinator Aiden Durd, Bengals offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher, Browns offensive coordinator Tommy Rees, and the defensive coordinator of the Browns Jim Schwartz, all in house. But obviously, the first ones were external. Dan, what type of coach? A defensive minded or offensive minded? You got Jim Schwartz, highly praised, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, I would promote head coach from within and give it to Schwartz. I mean, the teams like him. I mean, he's got the defensive playing well. If you're going to, the first candidates that they're interviewing are defensive coordinators. I'm not about that. The defense isn't the problem. It's the offense. You need an offensive mind. If you're going to do the whole defensive coordinator head coach thing, then give it to Schwartz. He's one of the best there is. He's already in the building. But we need an offensive guy. The offense is the problem, not the defense. So it's they got to get an offensive head coach in there that understands schemes and everything. I mean, I don't know. I don't really think Tommy Rees is a candidate. I just think maybe they just did it because he was in the building. But we'll see. I mean, maybe one day. I just don't think he's there yet.
If they put Jim Schwartz as the head coach, would you like to see a Mike McDaniel lead the offensive
Yeah,
coordination?
that could be that could be or I mean I don't know. I know maybe Tommy Rees stays. I think Barry likes Tommy Rees, has him, led the team, seems to like him. I think he gets along with Shador. So if you did that, maybe both maybe Tommy stays as offensive coordinator.
I've done some research. If you're an offensive coordinator, let's say for like the Browns, you can't switch over to another team as the offensive coordinator. So you can only move from teams if you get promoted. So you can't
Okay.
stay in the same lateral. So Jimmy Schwartz is safe, but the head coach could get rid of him.
Right. Yeah,
But why
exactly.
would they?
Yeah, right.
Browns also requested, this is interesting. They've been requesting this guy, Rams pass game specialist Nate Schilhas, and some other people that are not defensive coordinators, offensive coordinators. Why is that? I mean, I know Harbaugh was a special teams coordinator for the Eagles before he went to the Ravens, but would you kind of flirt with these type of lower level coaches?
It's just a typical Browns thing that they
Pass
do.
game specialist.
Yeah. I mean, that's just asinine that to hire somebody or interview to potentially be a head coach and you're a pass game specialist. I don't understand
Well, this guy has
that.
been interviewed a couple of teams, so the Browns are not the only one. So if that feels better,
Yeah.
this guy also his name has been circulating around Jesse Minter, defensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Chargers, who got eliminated last night. But like you were saying,
Yeah.
why get someone else, Jim Schwartz? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and if I'm Jim Schwartz, I'm like, why are you interviewing these defensive coordinators? You know, I'm here. I'm right here. You know, I'm a defensive mind. My defense is better than theirs. You know, I mean, you're seventh best defense in the league, and you're doing this, you know. So, I mean, they did interview him. Maybe they're just doing due diligence to say they interview people and that they already know who they're going to pick. I don't know. But like I said, I don't think you're going to find out any of these until Harbaugh announces what he's doing.
Yeah, Harbaugh will definitely the dominoes will fall into place once Harbaugh decides. Do you think Harbaugh can get hired by the end of the week?
Possibly. I mean, maybe he is going to wait it out. Maybe there'll be some back and forth. He'll you know, pick two teams and maybe go back. Hey, I want this. I want that, and be a bidding war. But I don't think it's all about the money for Harbaugh, but I do think that it's about the right situation, quarterback, and that he has somewhat control of the draft and the roster. And, you know,
who do you think is the top teams that Harbaugh would like to coach at? I think the New York Giants.
Yeah, I think the New York Giants would be number one. You have a young up-and-coming quarterback in Jackson Dart. You've got a dynamic receiver, possibly in the draft too. I mean, what if they go get Tate in the draft or some one of these guys?
Giants are number five in the draft.
Yeah, exactly. You throw Tate in there with Dak Jackson Dart, and then you got Neighbors. I mean,
which
you got
now
some
you
weapons.
Need two good wide receivers now.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly.
Two number ones.
They're back in it with that. So I think it's going to be the New York Giants is probably the number one. And then we'll see what maybe Miami. But the quarterback, you know, you don't know what's
I heard old, Miami wants know, to keep so, Tua. Yeah, they do not want to do what Denver did. They don't want to eat the money. So they have to get a coach that is able to use Tua, which Mike McDaniel admitted it a couple weeks ago. I did all I can. I cannot get – to what he needs to be. So we'll see what happens. Stefanski, what team do you think he'll fit in well with?
So I think he wouldn't it be crazy if he went to Baltimore? I mean, that would be wild. I mean,
which he got interviewed there, by the way.
Yeah.
He had like four interviews last week.
I could see him either going to Baltimore. He would be the second to the Giants if Harbaugh doesn't go there.
In
New York, it's going to be Harbaugh or Stefanski, one of the two. And right. Stefanski wants that job, I would imagine. So I would say, and I don't know, maybe he's interviewing in Miami. Maybe he takes that job. I think the Cardinals job is probably not a good job. It's probably one of the worst jobs.
No coach has lasted more than 6 years.
LA is the worst job, one of the worst jobs. I don't think anyone's, you know, saying, hey, let me go there. So
how about Tennessee?
I mean, that possibly. I mean,
you got a young quarterback.
Yeah.
I think he's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that could be a good job maybe that he would take.
Quite something. Also, Dolphins hired Packers executive John Eric Sullivan as general manager. I was hoping Dolphins would hire the assistant general manager from the Chargers, which I heard he was close with Harbaugh. That did not happen. But this guy only been with the Packers since 2003, so I don't know much about him. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I haven't heard much about him. But you know, for your sake, hopefully he knows what he's doing.
I hope so. But there's something in these interviews like, hey, I could get you Harbaugh. I know how to fix this team, stabilize it, because Miami needs a good GM. I think they need that good foundation. You can't change the ownership. That's not going to happen. Mm-mm. But if you have a hybrid GM that can work with the ownership, work with the coaching, work with the talent, then I think you're able to move things around a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think in the next week or two, this should play itself out. But like we said, it all starts with Harbaugh, and then it'll fall from there.
Well, there you have it. NFL coaching carousel begins this week. Harbaugh needs to get things rolling. Can't take his time. Teams are going to see what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. Dan, are you ready to recap to 2026 wild card.
Do it.
All right. MVP favorite Matt Stafford battling a finger injury came through when it mattered most, finding Kobe Parkinson for the game-winning score with 38 seconds left to clinch a 34-31 victory over the Carolina Panthers.
Now, this is a great game. I was watching this one, and Carolina scored way too quick, and it was almost like that they kind of thought they were one with a little over 2 minutes left, and it's like, man, number nine's on the other side. You know, I wouldn't be celebrating too much, and left too much time, and you know, he went down the field and did what he does best and scoring touchdowns.
What do you think about Carolina? You think that team is destined for the future?
I do. I think they got their franchise quarterback. It's hard to, I mean, we were calling him a bust here a couple years ago. What a redemption story. Yeah, last year. Yeah, I mean, we didn't think he had it, but he stayed dialed in. He got some weapons. They're playing well. And I think they are on the right track in Carolina.
Was that a touchdown?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, let's call officially. But yeah. Mr. Coach Canales, good hire, able to work him out. So we'll see what happens in Carolina. Let's go to the other game, Packers and Bears. Dan thought the Packers were going to win by halftime, but Bears' magical season continued with an incredible comeback win over the Packers. They scored 25 points in the fourth quarter for a 31-27 victory that marked their first win over Green Bay in the playoffs since 1941, Dan, one week after the attack on Pearl Harbor.
The cheese's heads got grated that night. And I usually go to bed for these ones, and I'm like, oh, I've seen this movie before. The Bears could come back, and they slowly just started to down 21-3 and just battled in the second half, chipping away. And, you know, what a job. And Williams, I mean, he's clutch. I mean, he finds a way with his painted fingernails and everything. He finds a way to get him down
that.
There. And he started in college. His mom,
right.
Yeah,
remember,
he painted his nails. What a win. And it was a little dicey, the coaching, you know, last time this time he kind of gave the cold shoulder, shook the guy's hand, LaFleur's hand real quick and jetted off, and LaFleur kind of seemed like he was upset about it. So there's some bad blood between these guys for sure.
Which is why the Packers are keeping Matt LaFleur, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little surprising. I thought he could be on the hot seat after this one. I know online the Packers Cheesehead Nation was calling for his head and job.
Quite so. Matt LaFleur is in talks for an extension. He has one more year left, so we'll see what happens. I like Matt LaFleur. He's young. He just needs to close out these games against the Bears better. He hasn't improved in that. Anyways, let's go to Jacksonville. I thought this was going to be an upset. It did not happen. The Bills went into Duval and came away with their first road playoff since 1992, courtesy of Josh Allen's game-winning touchdown with just over a minute left. Final score, Bills 27, Jaguars 24.
Yeah, I saw this being an upset too, but this is Allen's year. I mean, with Mahomes out of the picture and now the Eagles out of the picture, I mean, this is the time. This is Allen's time. And, I mean, they had like their own version of the tush push. It was like a 10-yard. The line just pushed them at the end of the game and got down there. But, yeah, great win for the Bills.
You know, I think – you know, it's funny because, like, the Bills voted against the tush push in the offseason.
Yeah. Now they're...
I think they should keep it.
Yeah, right.
But like, was it a quarterback sneak feel? I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
We'll see what happens. Jacksonville, did they choke?
A little bit. I mean, I don't think anyone going... You would think that the Jags would beat the Bills. I mean, I think Jaguars got back on track. Next year will be the do-or-die year for them to go further.
Liam Cohen definitely turned that team around this year. A lot of improvement. Trevor Lawrence still young. That team is young, so we'll see what happens. They'll be playing in Orlando next season because they are rebuilding their stadium, so we'll see what happens. Game of the weekend, we'll see. Brock Purdy threw a go-ahead 60-yard touchdown pass to Christian McCaffrey, who had a lot of catches, by the way, late in the fourth quarter. San Francisco used a trick play on a touchdown toss for wide receiver Juwan Jennings. He could throw, by the way. And the Niners eliminated the defending champion, Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, with a 23-19 walk-off victory.
Yeah, McCaffrey is just very versatile. I mean, that catch was beautiful. I mean, some receivers can't even make that catch, and it was right over the shoulder. Very nice. And the big story here is Kittle's. I mean, he looked like – I don't – have you heard the verdict on his injury? Is he
– I think the Achilles tendon.
Yeah, I mean, that's terrible because they don't really have – their other tight ends were kind of struggling a little bit. So that'll be interesting moving forward in this. But big disappointment for the defending champs in this one.
What's up with the Eagles? You think something's going on internally? I know that Sirianni was talking a little bit with Anthony Brown. No, wide receiver.
There could be some issues there.
Quite something. But the Eagles, disappointed. They had a good season, but it's hard to go back to back, win it, and going up against San Francisco, one of the best teams in the NFL, mm-hmm. AJ Brown, it's just hard, you know. And the Eagles could have beat the Commanders to have home field advantage. I mean, to have a higher
seeding.
But you got to play these games. Week 18 doesn't matter. The most boring game of the weekend, only one touchdown. Drake May threw a touchdown pass, the only one, to Hunter Henry. In the fourth quarter, and New England's defense roughed up Herbert. He had an injured hand as the Patriots beat the Los Angeles Chargers 16-3 in an AFC wild card playoff game.
Yeah, I didn't see this coming. I didn't see that the Chargers were only going to score 3 points, a low scoring affair. But Patriots got it done, scored a touchdown when they needed to. Drake May looking good, and Vrabel's got these guys playing.
What's up with Herbert not having no playoff wins?
No, that's unfortunate, you know, with a player of that caliber.
They got to improve that O-line from the Chargers. I saw, like, he was getting roughed up every time. Like, he had to run the ball a lot. He had to scramble. Like, I don't like that. When a quarterback has to do that all the time.
Exactly.
The wear and tear. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks, a long offseason. Jim Harbaugh is the right guy, but we'll see if he can turn things around. We have one more game tonight, Dan. Wild card Monday night. The Houston Texans, the best defense in the league, at the Pittsburgh Steelers with the oldest quarterback who got into the playoffs by beating the Ravens, who got that helped John Harbaugh get. He's no more. He's out of Baltimore. But what is your prediction for tonight and your –
I like the Texans in this one. I think Stroud's going to have a big game, and I think they're going to win by at least 10.
10 points. I got the Steelers. I think because they're playing at home, they got DK Metcalf back, so that should help. But the Texans defense is the real deal, number one. I'm going for the Steelers tonight. Should be late. Let's look at the schedule. That's left. The Niners at Seahawks, divisional round playoff. Your thoughts over that game?
Well, that's going to be another great game. I think the Seahawks are going to win in this. I really do. I think the if Kittle's can't go in that, I think that changes.
No, he's done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's done. So I like the Seahawks.
I like the Seahawks too. San Francisco is banged up. Not just Kittle, there's other players on the team that are banged up. They got Brock Purdy, great guy, but McCaffrey and him can't do it all. So we'll see what happens. Oh, but the defense, I give credit to the Niners defense. They did good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Robert Saleh, who is getting interviewed, by the way, by the Cardinals. I'm not sure if the Browns are gonna interview him.
Probably I haven't heard that.
No. All defensive coaches,
yeah,
please.
Exactly.
You got Jim Schwartz.
Yes.
All right, the other game that's very plugged in, Bills at the Broncos. This is another game that Josh Allen has to overcome to get to that Super Bowl. Broncos has another top defense, another team who has a great defense. What are your thoughts on this one?
I think it's going to be a close game. I think they'll be back and forth, maybe a little high scoring game. But I like Josh Allen. I think he finds a play late with his legs again, and they get the win.
How many tush pushes?
Yeah, he'll make a couple. Yeah.
I think like we'll probably see a lot of those there. Rams at the Bears, man. I mean, can I say this safely, Dan? Do
No.
not bet against the Bears.
Yeah, they're playing just with a lot of confidence right now. This would probably be another good game. I just
They're all good games.
it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to bet the way Stafford's playing right now.
But he has a bad index finger.
Yeah, true.
It's the last
Well.
finger. You know, it's interesting. I saw Tom Brady telling us how to throw a ball during the win. Interesting. Looks pretty tough. I have to be very coordinated with that. But okay, yeah, Rams and Bears.
Yeah, I think the Rams are going to win, actually.
You think so? In
Yeah.
Chicago.
It's going to be close, but I like the Bears by a touchdown.
I like the Bears too. I can't bet against the Bears. It feels like very like Kansas City Chiefs style. They'll beat anyone, but I don't know if they can beat Seattle though. Did they lose against Seattle a couple weeks ago? I think
I think,
so.
yeah, I think so.
They played. Wow, it should be interesting if they get through. But Rams are tough, so it's not gonna be easy. All right, and the Patriots, would they rather face the Texans or the Steelers?
I think they probably rather face the Texans.
Why do you say that?
'Cause I think the Steelers defensively are probably a little better.
Interesting.
And, with the pass rush and everything for
Okay,
the
you're
young,
right.
for Ray, or for
Because,
May.
I mean, they're both pretty hard, so we'll see what happens. But there you have it. Dan, are you, I mean, has the playoffs so far met your expectations?
Oh yeah, no. Overall, it's been very very close. Now the college football playoffs, I mean, there's a lot of blowouts. I mean, that's a different story. But your Miami Hurricanes, how about that,
I can't
man?
believe it.
Are
Do
you
I
going to
think?
the game? I hear
I
it's
mean, the
like
tickets are
$10,000. Yeah,
$3,000, so I have to
exactly.
get some cash advances for that
Whew,
one. But who do you have for that game?
I tell you what, man, I cannot believe what Cincinnati has done to Indiana basketball school in a couple of years. I mean, to blow out Oregon like that, nobody saw that coming. I mean,
I didn't see it
it's hard to
coming.
bet up against them, but Miami's defense is tough. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. I think I got to go with Indiana on this
Gotcha
one.
for Indiana. And that quarterback Mendoza, Fernando Mendoza. You think he's going to Las Vegas?
Oh yeah, it's already definitely. The Browns fans are like, oh man. I mean, they're online. They're like, oh, we shouldn't have won those two games. We could have had Mendoza.
That's a spot that Harbaugh might be looking at.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm sure Tom Brady's booking an interview with him. So we'll see what happens. I got Indiana too, Dan. They're a juggernaut. When I see a team going, they're fire, they got motivation. I thought the Jaguars had that coming in, but I know Indiana has more fire than the Jaguars. I'm going for Indiana. Tickets are $3,000, I think, for nosebleeds. So that should be pretty fun, whoever spends that. Hopefully the food's not that expensive. Well, Dan, how are the TikTok videos doing?
Good, man. Yeah, we're growing. And yeah, just look me up, Dan the Funeral Man, TikTok, Instagram. I do touch on the Browns here and there, and or you can follow me on X, Danimal 2478.
There you go. And if you're asking about franchising next, Dan, he knows all about that, things like that. You can reach us at thesportscast.net. We'll be live tweeting tonight. I'm staying up for tonight's game, Dan, by the way.
It probably at least the third quarter. We're staying up till 11:30 midnight is a long time,
I think it's gonna be a close game tonight.
It should be.
We'll
Yeah, it
see.
should
And
be.
there's a sportscast one on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting, and this was your update.